one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Officially live across the airwaves of Rant EM Radio, rantemradio.com. Wait a minute, Tony C, there's that echo, Tony hold C, on. There's... Mute yourself, Tony C, and then, there we go. I think that fixed it.
Is it gone?
Yeah, now it's gone. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we've got Surfer.
Good evening.
Dr. Doom.
What's going on?
William Morgan. And a cast of thousands. It's time to recap what happened at the Survivor Series. Well, let's see. Where do we begin, folks? I mean...
Can we talk about that bot spot in the females match?
What bot spot?
With Lisa Fox? Did she get a three count, or what happened at that one spot?
You know what? I probably didn't catch it or didn't pay it no mind.
Oh, that was a big spot when she got eliminated. I don't know if it was a three count or what, but they got her ass out of that ring quick.
Well, I guess there'll be some trades going on this week.
Maybe. You never know. You never know. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I want to give props to Booker T for the line of the night. If you think Nakamura ugly now, Braun Strowman get done with him. Oh my God, yo.
Booker,
Michael Cole. Let's go double.
Yeah, I think I know what you're going to say. Michael Cole saying that
Triple H
was Stephanie's wife. Yeah, that's Stephanie's wife. You know?
Oh man, he stumbled over Survivor Series like 8 times.
But you know what it is? You know what it is? That 5-man booth, they cannot do.
No.
They just can't. They should have had Tom Phillips, Corey Graves, and Michael Cole. That's it.
Yeah. Got rid of Byron Saxton.
Or
put him on free show. Quiet most of the night.
Jesus, man. It was too many voices. Too many damn voices, but
the party line at the diff.
That's all it was, and you see, they had to modify the announce table and everything for them.
Yeah.
Well, Surfer said, "What's the name going to be in the bitch seat? He wrote bitch all night long." Corey Graves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right, bitch.
Well, let me tell you. The pay-per-view was excellent until the end. Why?
Before the end. I'll get on my rant about that.
Why did they have to ruin it like that?
Well, I told you Swerve was coming.
That ain't no Swerve. Come on.
I'm sorry. I ain't clean finished. How about that?
Let's start with the first match on the docket, and that was The Shield defeating The New Day in what was a decent match. Not great, but it was decent. It was decent. Anybody have any thoughts about that?
They had to give Roman the nod in that match. He still looks like he's lost his step to me ever since he's been sick.
Okay. Maybe it's just his time not to be in the main event.
For Roman to be in the opening match, wow, this is like demotion.
Hey, Cena did it.
I know. Preliminary matches.
Cena wants to be an opening match. He wants to go home early.
You don't hear him complain, though.
That's not a touchdown? Sorry.
No. No. Anyways. So, next match. Okay.
Before you get to the next match, I want to thank Big E for shooting on the Shield about WrestleMania season. Because that's exactly how it's going to go down. As soon as the calendar turns January, goddammit, that Shield is no more. And he gladly pointed that out. That was funny.
Let me see if I can get some.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me see if I can cue that up here. Give me a second here. Because you're right. They had a pretty funny opening spot. Look at that. Survivor Series is not up yet. I don't believe it. The replay is not up.
Well, it's just 11 o'clock now, so.
No, here we go. I think I got it. All right.
So we got an extra hour pay-per-view.
Yeah, for what? I don't know.
Because they're going to have these long intro in that last match. You know, and then, they didn't have, like, somebody get eliminated. Everybody had to get in and get their 2 cents in before they started eliminating people and get all these, oh, look at the dream matchup.
Hold on, I'm queuing up the New Day thing here that Tony C was referencing. Here we go.
Tonight, in this match, it will be the Shield. Against your boys, the New Day! They like us better. Now, while we understand this will be great material for all you fan fiction writers and Tumblr kids out there, tonight, for us, this is when we show the world that we are the most dominant and entertaining faction to ever step foot into WWE!
Now, last week, I know you all saw it, Raw General Manager Kurt Angle took SmackDown under siege and unleashed the hounds of justice on your boys. Wow, bravo. Brava. Brava. It only took you 3 weeks to steal our idea. And on top of that, you couldn't even do it as well as we did. The one thing that was proven beyond the shadow of a doubt is that the Shield, the Hounds of Justice, they got a big old set of big, gigantic, dangling guts. Guts.
PG,
yeah. They got big guts. But as we all know, dogs will always be dogs, and your boy's about to go Bob Barker on their ass.
Remember, spay and neuter your animals. Because we all know it's a dog-eat-dog world, and very soon, when WrestleMania season starts creeping up, either Roman or Seth or Dean will bite the other. You see, the Shield talk about brotherhood, but there is no greater brotherhood in WWE than the New Day.
is because.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
So
calendar turns.
On the calendar turns, and we're about 6 weeks and change, you know, before that happens. Team Raw. Like,
what the hell? The Shield? What? Shield who?
Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. The females going head to head. Well, Becky Lynch was the first eliminated in the match.
The money is falling.
My goodness. Now, I don't know if Tony C was in on this, but I guess he was. The text messages from Surfer during this match, when Nia Jax and Tamina got in the ring together.
Man, what a dream.
You almost came.
Oh, I thought it was the Samoan family reunion. They were fighting over the last piece of pork.
I have to admit, my nipples got hard. Just the force of impact. I felt it through the screen, man. It's just, it was an immovable object in a irresistible force clashing.
The first two matches smelled like barbecue pig because all these damn Samoans was in them.
Damn, that ain't great.
I'm just telling the truth. I had to go to shower up afterwards. The first two matches.
But come on now, y'all have to admit, we've been waiting for those two to lock
up. Oh, yeah, so. I've had that on my calendar for years.
No, everybody thinks you're talking about.
To go at it.
They fight every holiday, Thanksgiving. They fighting over food. So I don't even know why you tripping.
I want to see two big random thick Samoan bras go at it. And then shout out to Nia Jax with her prison braids in her hair.
I'm sure there's videos of it on YouTube.
Yep.
Of random thick Samoan broads going at it. You know, screaming, you know, unpleasantries.
So she came in there with them doodoo braids in her head like she's from Dade County or something.
Yeah, really.
I know that took Double A back. Like, damn, she looked like she came from the Poker Bean Project.
Oh my god.
What?
Now you just had her hair did tonight. That's what they call it. In the hood. Girl, you got your hair did? Not done, but did.
Yeah, she took on two family members.
And Tamina, that's right.
And Naomi's
by marriage.
Yeah.
Hey, she in the family now. You know how that go.
But then,
I had to make Dwayne happy. Yeah,
Asuka.
She comes back from Mania.
Asuka then beats Natalya with that submission hold she does. So Asuka won it for Asuka. Team Raw. Good. Next match. Here we go. The United States champion against The Miz, who is the Intercontinental Champion, Baron Corbin, came out on top. The Maurice should not be at ringside, to be honest with you. But whatever.
As long as they don't involve her in the match, she can be at ringside.
I think it's so stupid. Right? I don't like her at all.
Something can happen. Anything can happen when you carry the child, man.
She needed to be in the back watching the monitor. That's what she should have been.
We talking about the wrestling business. I ain't leaving my wife in the back with nobody.
She already pregnant. Well, I mean,
I don't stop a lot of people.
Exactly.
She damn as good as already.
You know, pregnancy don't stop a lot of people.
Well, still.
Not dog hounds like you.
No, I didn't say I will. I said it doesn't stop a lot of people.
You ever hit a pregnant girl, sir?
No, I have not.
You said that a little too quick.
Because I've not had a wife pregnant, so that's the only way I'm going to hit a pregnant woman.
That's not true. You could have been dating a chick, and she been with child. You...
Well, I've never got nobody knocked up. I've always been careful.
So you think it's a little surf out there, probably. So.
There's a little surf out there.
I've done women who's been less than 2 months had dropping one, but not having one.
They had this schedule Saturday Night Live last night with Chance the Rapper and Steve Harvey, Family Feud. They had this lady, Steve Harvey, found out he had a kid. On the Family Feud, that's a little surf.
Got a little surf
ideas. I like comic books too. Okay.
I hear William, but he sounds like he's way in the back.
Yeah, William, fix your mic.
Move to the front of the theater, William. You're in the cheap seat, man.
It's like he's doing a Flavor Flav. Like you hear him like whispering something after a comment from somebody else.
You know, Lil Surf is out there. Daddy.
I don't know why, but ever since we got the drops back or the sound back, I feel like playing this. Hold on, let's see if it'll work.
This is the most bitter rivalry, the most bitter feud this sport has ever seen, I feel. And there's been some great ones over the years. Well, nothing like that.
I think women's
come
awesome.
Come off it, what?
She's in the men's room. Face first into the glass. That's plexiglass. He tore it right off the wall.
Hold on, I gotta skip ahead a little bit.
And he's pounded away.
Here we go.
Into the bell. And Taskmaster, Jimmy Hart's gonna try to help him up. Taskmaster's gonna win this. 1, 2, 3. No question about that.
Well, we're back here in the toilet.
Okay, that's all I wanted to play. That's all I wanted to play.
Oh, that damn dusty. Hey, exactly what it was that, too.
One more time for those that may have missed it.
And Taskmaster, Jimmy Hart's going to try to help him up. Taskmaster's going to win this. 1, 2, 3. No question about that.
Well, we're back here in the toilet.
Okay.
Who says something like that? Yeah.
Dusty.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, there they are. If you've never seen one, there they are, lined up against the wall.
Yes, for you ladies who have never seen one. He went right over top.
Yeah, we'll be using that again, I guarantee you.
That's the cover.
Oh!
Of a paper towel.
Well,
thank goodness no one was in there.
Yes, boy, if you were in there, I'll guarantee you, you'd be in shock. You might not ever go to another bathroom.
One of the primary weapons they have used has been the door to those stalls. That's the third time they're in the bathroom, and my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Jimmy Hart got hit.
He got Jimmy Hart with a trash can.
Okay. Anyways, back to this pay-per-view now. So, Baron Corbin defeated The Miz. Don't know why, but whatever.
Poor Miz.
Because they wanted to, you know, even things up.
I guess.
Not at the expense of the man who beat John Cena.
They wanted Oscar to look good, obviously. You know they weren't going to have the Shield go down. So had Baron Corbin lost, then we're talking about a 0-3 deficit.
Yeah.
Which that Brock Lesnar would have lost.
Yeah. SmackDown Tag Team titles were on the line. The Usos, or not, sorry, SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Usos defeated the Raw Tag Team Champions, Sheamus and Cesaro. It was a decent match.
That's who should have lost, the Usos, not the Miz.
Yeah.
That's where the loss should have came.
In a match?
In the same situation where they're down like 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Well, they came back and tied it up anyway.
Right, because the Usos won, so it became 2-2.
But it could have been 3-1. Hell. Or it could have been 2-2, but the Usos should have been the one that made it 2. For Raw.
In a match that surprised...
It made no sense for The Miz to lose.
No, it didn't. It didn't. In a match that surprised me, Charlotte defeated Alexa Bliss. The match was excellent.
Man, they would have won ape shit if damn Alexa Bliss would have won.
Yeah.
I was already...
You got a 5-foot woman versus a 6-foot woman.
Yeah, it would have been only the fanboys.
We would have had a stroke if Alexa Bliss would have won.
Yeah.
No, like I said, I didn't think they put the belt on Charlotte just to have her lose.
This 365 is pretty interesting because I'm watching it. Kevin Owens apparently, after his WrestleMania match, went up to Vince and asked him, "Are we good?" And Vince said, "No." Vince didn't approve of. Vince did not approve of Kevin Owens' WrestleMania performance. Let me cue some of that up here. Hold on, because that right there was some telling tape.
Disrespect.
No, well, it's telling. It's very telling, though. You know,
he had a match with Jericho, right?
Yeah, for the United States Championship. So let me skip. Let me rewind it here.
Vince said, "Hell no."
Okay, here we go. I believe this is it. Let's rewind it a little bit more. This is right after the match.
I don't know if I was upset, but I guess I was a little disappointed. And then I went to see Vince.
Absolute insane, but this was completely unexpected. You talk about shock and awe.
That's it.
Vince did not like the match. It wasn't what he was looking for. He wasn't happy about it at all. And it was the first time I got back from the ring to Vince being so unhappy. And I took that as a failure.
A failure at Mania.
Look at that. So you gotta look at WWE 365. Next match on the docket in a match that was excellent. Stupendous, I would say. Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles.
I didn't like that match.
Oh, I thought it was excellent.
What the hell? It wasn't bad as everybody thought it was gonna be.
Because it almost looked like it was gonna be a one sided squash until AJ started putting on offensive attack.
I don't know, man. I'm just tired of Brock Lesnar.
Well, you ain't got number 3 more months.
Please. It was like, yeah, you know, he's been champion for like, what, 281 days. I was like, he only been wrestling about...
You're going to be mad who he dropped the belt to, so you screwed either way.
I don't care. Somebody...
So you don't care that he go drop it to Roman? The boom.
At least it'd be on TV. I don't like a title run
that's gone.
I'm just saying, man. It just I'm just done with Brock, man. I'm sorry, man. I call Will, man. Middle of the match, it's just he does the same thing. I don't know, man. I'm just
He's not. But he's not booked as a wrestler. That's what y'all.
No, I ain't talking about a wrestler. It's just his. So what? His matches.
He doesn't have the ability to do anything other than what he's doing. It's not about being.
He's not booked as a wrestler. He's not supposed to do that. His gimmick is a fighter.
It ain't even no fanfare or nothing. It's just punch, knee, suplex. Suplex.
Well, you start turning red.
That's the issue with the booker.
You're 3 years late on seeing that.
I'm just saying I'm tired of. I've been saying this for a while. When he wrestles,
you expect the man that went to a UFC fighter, for him to come back and for them to book him as a wrestler?
No, I don't want him to book.
Just
put up better matches.
What else is he supposed to do?
Is he going to go to UFC and do wrestling moves? No.
Exactly.
Because he came back from UFC doesn't mean he shouldn't do wrestling moves.
Yeah.
Dude, they book him as a fighter. Y'all, that's my point for me. Dana White can't say, all right, now come to UFC and be a wrestler. Come in here to do arm drags and hip tosses and
right, like that. But Vince should have him do wrestling moves since he's in a wrestling match.
Well, y'all got a problem with the book of the gimmick.
No, he can't do it. You the only one don't want to see that.
Dude, I seen them.
I'm not seeing another match.
When in the last 3 years have you seen him actually wrestle?
So let me get this straight. You got it. You think that if Vince McMahon decided tomorrow to say, Brock, go back to wrestling, as you go back to the wrestling gimmick, he couldn't do it?
No, he cannot.
Only thing he's in shape no more, man.
You are the only one that won't believe he could do 10 years ago.
He forget how to wrestle. He's forgotten how to wrestle. That's basically what you're saying.
No, he's forgotten. He's not doing those things anymore.
He's just lazy, man.
Hell no, he can't do no moonsaults off the top rope no more.
I don't want him to do that. I think Brock is lazy and he's phoning it in. I'll be the one to say.
But that's not him. That's the gimmick, man.
We see he has a limited amount of time he can be in the ring.
Double A, you understand
I understand. I think. Okay. I think it's a little bit of both of what you're saying. And I think I agree with Tony C that once you become a wrestler, you don't forget how to wrestle.
Oh, I ain't saying that.
It's not forgetting.
Wait a minute.
Being able to do it.
You don't think you could wrestle with AJ?
No.
Why?
Because I think if he could do it, he would do it.
Maybe they don't want him to.
It goes back to last year.
Ding, ding, ding.
He's
the only one that's
Ambrose. See, and Dean Ambrose was like, hey, let's pull out some stops in this match. And Brock told him basically kick rocks.
Hey,
and that's why they had that stinker in that match at WrestleMania. I guess we forgot about that.
Yeah, no, Brock, but
who the hell is Dean Ambrose? Dean Ambrose is the ring general now?
No, but if you're going over your WrestleMania match, you at least have some input. Dean was talking about getting beat up and making Brock look like $1 million. He didn't even want to do that.
That was his bad.
Let me understand this. Cena gets criticized because he only knows 5 moves. Brock Lesnar does 3, and that's a gimmick.
No. Brock is a... Like Tony C said, Brock is a fighter. And Brock is gimmicked to be just a brawler. And if, you know, being a brawler means, you know... I mean, look what he did to Randy Orton. Look what he did to John Cena. Look what he's done to himself, you know? I think if they were to bill him as a wrestler, I don't know if Brock would have the same impact as he did back in 2003. You know,
Exactly.
And I don't think it's it's not that Brock couldn't work the match, because he could. I just
like Doom said, if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm having a problem
with. But I think that's the thing. WWE doesn't want him to.
Exactly. If he left in 2004 and never touched UFC and then came back and they did this, I'd be like, all right, why are they doing this? But when you crossed over to UFC, when people tuning in from UFC to watch Brock Lesnar on a WWE pay-per-view, they don't want to see Brock Lesnar to wrestle.
About
they want to see Brock Lesnar the fighter.
14 years ago, many people believed that one of the greatest matches that ever happened on television, not on pay-per-view, was Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle, the Iron Man match from SmackDown back in 2003. A lot of people think that that's probably one of the best television matches. Wait a minute, let me finish. That was one of the best television matches ever. Now, that was 14 years ago. Here we are, 2017. Granted, Brock's a little older. Kurt's a little older. But if they were to say out of the blue, you know what? We want Brock to face Kurt Angle one more time. Listen, we know that they're not going to be able to do an Iron Man match. It's not going to happen. But could they do a wrestling match? If they would allow Brock, it could very well happen. But they don't want Brock to be a wrestler. They want Brock to be a fighter. So you would see Brock and Kurt Angle go at it, but it would be Brock beating the hell out of Kurt Angle, pretty much. That's all it would be. It wouldn't be, you know, the technical match that it was, you know, 14 years ago. And that's the truth.
And I'm not saying Vince is right with him putting him in that fighter gimmick, but
it's the reality.
He's appealing to that MMA crowd. That want to watch him fight. Now, when he's gone, he's gone.
Hey, hurry up.
Lee's chiming in here, and I'm going to tell you what he said here as soon as I can push this password on my phone. He says, Brock is a disgrace. He had his way with AJ for a good 5 to 7 minutes, and AJ endured as soon as AJ had the upper hand. Brock was gassed in minutes. Brock was legitimately hurt after the match. Now, Brock being gassed, yes, because Brock probably doesn't do his cardio.
That, and you can tell when he's gassed because he turned beet red, like he's overheating. Mm-hmm.
like a 74 pickup truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still. But a lot of that is Brock Lesnar. Vince McMahon created the backstage moniker of Brock Lesnar. Once he decided that he was going to beat The Rock, that made him. And Vince gave him the world, and then he left. And then he came back. Vince gave him the world again. So it's Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon don't require him to be there every month or every day.
And I believe Vince and the company for that.
This Brock Lesnar is totally different than the one that came in 2002.
Tony C, I hear the pain in your voice.
Why do I have pain in my voice? What are you talking about?
You know why.
No, I don't.
Don't act like you ain't paying attention to what's going on NBC.
I'm not even watching the game.
Oh, because you knew it was going to happen.
See, that's Monday Night Surfer. We talking about a pay-per-view. All right? You ain't going to change the subject tonight. If you want to, you can call Will Show. You can call Will Show tomorrow night and discuss about what's happening
right
now. You
can stay up later, though. Call in on Monday.
I wish I could call on Mondays. I can't.
But we're not going to talk about that tonight.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just like how we can't talk comics. You do the same thing, Surfer.
Anyways.
I just said I heard pain in the voice. That's all. I didn't mention nothing about
it. Ain't no pain in my voice. At all. Because no damn Dallas Cowboy put a dollar in my pocket. So I'm good.
Exactly.
Let's see here. But I enjoyed the match. Despite what the feelings on Brock is, I enjoyed the match. I really did.
This is my question. When he go, who's left for here? The public beat up on me? Roman?
Roman. Seth Rollins. He never really faced Seth.
That's true.
Who, Boomer?
Yeah, no, Brock.
Yeah. So they had that one at Battleground, yeah, what, the, 3 years ago, the, 2 years the, ago? The spat.
There's three-way, right?
Mm-hmm. No, when Taker came back and hit him in the nuts. They only fall one time, but either way you slice it, as big as it's getting slim, because with Brock leave, you just going to have the Shield over there on Raw, Finn Balor, Joe, and Braun Strowman.
Brock ain't there, so if he come up, what's happening on Raw? Brock comes up, promo, he go back. Every night, you might get one out of the three, four Raws in the year that he's on that they get a pull apart. That's it. No matches, nothing. So it's not like he's doing stuff on Raw. We get the same Paul Heyman promo, the same thing, and we just eat it up like it's damn crack, man. And I'm tired of it. Enough's enough. Time for a change.
You tired of a lot. You tired of Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. Well, damn. Well, who now?
Can I ask you?
On a wrestling world with Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins.
I was loving Jinder's title reign, all right? I'll be that guy. It's something new, but
you know,
I'm just saying right now, it's getting hard. Main show. Yeah. Well, I don't even watch the main show.
Can I ask a question?
Ask.
Was this the oldest Survivor Series we've ever had?
Yeah. In terms of age, yeah. There were 1, 2, 3. I believe there were 4 people in the match that were over 40 years old. And one was over 50.
Could Triple H and Randy Orton do something about their grooming habits? Because that damn Randy Orton box and Triple H as the COO looking like a biker.
And actually, now that I think about it, there may have been 5 in that match that were over 40 because Bobby Roode is not a young guy. Yeah.
No spring chicken.
Drew's not young. Joe's not young. Finn Balor's probably the youngest.
Finn Balor's youngest. Like 35.
Braun Strowman was the youngest.
Yeah, 20. Braun Strowman, I believe, is like 20.
He looks old. So
Braun Strowman, I think, is like 26, maybe 26, 27.
How old is Bobby Roode?
Bobby Roode's got to be pushing 40 by now.
Okay.
Because look, Bobby Roode. Let's look at this logically now. It's 2017. Bobby Roode was wrestling on Velocity in 2003. So that was 14 years ago.
I know it hurt Dixie Carter to see her 2 former champions in the ring tonight.
Was it Roode? 2 former? It was 3.
No, 2. Oh, that you're right. 3. You're right. 3. Yeah. You're right.
Who's the third one?
You got Kurt, Samoa Joe, and...
Oh, yeah, and Kurt. Damn. And, well, Kurt wasn't originally hers, but that's Samoa and Joe.
Yeah, but Joe, but look, AJ left, then Joe left, then Kurt left.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby.
The only person who was missing was Sting.
I just knew Jason Joy was going to come down and cost T. Raw that match.
I thought so, too. I don't even know why he even had his promo tonight.
I don't know
either. Come out and make a run.
That's so stupid. Why he's talking to Charlie Caruso. Yeah.
He wanted to be next to Charlie.
I guess.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Team Raw versus Team SmackDown.
Was Joe the only one?
The blade need to comb his beard, too, man.
Did JoJo, was she the only one doing the ring announcement?
No. Greg Hamilton did the main event. Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Raw won the match, but the ending was ridiculous. The turn on Kurt Angle, only to turn on Shane.
Yeah, you know, Triple H is a scorpion.
Only so that Triple H could get the spotlight, which, really? if they don't follow this up with something, it's going to be ridiculous.
Jason Jordan need to come out.
It's
going to
be a real waste.
If you don't get Triple H and Kurt at WrestleMania, what was the point?
At this point, let's get Triple H and Braun Strowman.
Triple H is filling in on a lot of the wrestling tours. He might just stick around and wrestle to WrestleMania.
I know what's going to happen tomorrow. Triple H is going to be walking in the back and he's going to get ran over. Then it's going to be a whodunit to WrestleMania. Then it's going to be Jason Jordan. It's going to be the one that ran him over in the Lincoln.
I did it for my dad.
Yep. There you go. Because you got, like, what, 3-4 people that want to take out Triple H.
Yeah. Well, any final thoughts that you guys want to touch on from this before we wrap it up?
I did, when the guys were coming out, I think they were muting people's, when they were coming out the last match, because I swore you could hear people screaming to the top of their lungs when Finn Balor came out, the audio kind of dipped.
It's not impossible that happened.
So, how do y'all think Asuka looks going forward?
I think she looks good. I mean, I don't know what she's going to do next, but...
She's a champion.
Hey,
that.
Yeah. You didn't bring... She's going to get that belt. That was
what she's going to
get.
The last time she was in a match, they put her in some local jobber. Is that what they're going to do with her for the next...
No, not necessarily.
She's going to beat Alexa Bliss, and I can make... She's going to probably lose at WrestleMania to Ronda Rousey. I got a feeling. I think that's what it's going to be.
You sure she loses that match? It could be the Bianca.
Oh, no, that's going to be Ronda Rousey's first match in the E. It's going to be at WrestleMania against Asuka. That's box office.
That's if they sign her.
Right.
She's already signed and keeping the, she's at the, from what I'm hearing on the rumor mill, she's already at the Performance Center. It's like,
owes the Horsewoman versus Horsewoman.
Yeah, you can still have that, but I think that's more. You got Asuka built up like Goldberg.
I thought it was supposed to be Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte.
That's not no money in that. You got an undefeated wrestler that's, you know, supposed to be like strong style, then
you think it's a good idea to have your undefeated wrestler lose to a non wrestler?
Yeah, I'm not sure if Oscar will lose that match.
Ronda Rousey. I mean, but it's more credible than
it makes it look like the MMA fighters are better than your wrestlers when you have a MMA fighter come in who don't have any real wrestling experience. I mean, I'm talking about Brock Lesnar, who used to wrestle, come in and beat your champion on the biggest stage of all.
So you don't think Ronda Rousey could beat Asuka in a shoot fight?
If it's for the belt, I can't see why they would do that.
It hurts them too much. It hurts each position for that.
But she's not fighting in MMA no more. So Brock Lesnar.
Still,
but she's like,
what MMA fighters come in and automatically just dominated the WWE?
Ken Shamrock.
No,
Dan Severn. Oh, Ken Shamrock, when he first came in, will dominate.
Ken Shamrock wasn't dominating. He was winning against jobbers, real jobbers.
Ken Shamrock got a decent run. It was politics.
He didn't come in and was beating Shawn Michaels and guys like that.
Nobody was beating Shawn Michaels on that time, Surfer. You forgot about that? He won't put nobody over.
And when Ken Shamrock came over, it wasn't a thing of... which sport is better? Nobody was paying attention. MMA was coming up, but once Ken Shamrock came over, it was like, oh, he's a wrestler now. He didn't come in doing MMA moves. And then, what was the other guy you mentioned?
Yeah.
He only had a cup of coffee in wrestling.
No, he was the NWA heavyweight champion.
When was this? I don't remember.
Steve Blackman came over whooping people ass. That's what it was.
Ernest the Cat Miller, damn it. Let me stop.
Cat Miller was no MMA fighter.
Hey, he fought karate, damn it.
Yeah, but he didn't win no world championship either.
But I don't know why you would have her go over Asuka. It doesn't make sense.
Listen, it's one thing if Ronda Rousey came in and wrestled for months on end and then got a title shot.
Right.
But her first match against your world champion at WrestleMania and you have her go over, that is not a good look.
Did that happen before?
Mm-hmm.
In promotions.
Yeah. Don't think it ain't gonna draw money.
Hey, listen.
Isn't that the name of the game though?
If it's just a one off thing and they're not fighting for no championship, then maybe Ronda Rousey goes over.
What are they fighting for?
This has lost his mind if he thinks he should have his undefeated champion lose to someone who's never wrestled before.
Right. Exactly.
Well, Hogan lost to Goldberg, and never really wrestled. So there you go.
Come on now. That's not like that was Goldberg's first match.
He shouldn't even been in the ring with damn Hulk Hogan at that time, even though he was hot.
What was he?
And went over clean.
How many matches did Goldberg have before Hogan?
Probably 50. Won't no damn 200.
Now, he had more than 50 matches.
No, it won't.
No, he had at least matches before he got that United States title.
How many matches? Yeah, he was green.
That was the point.
Say he's green because he just had limited skill set. He still wrestled a lot of matches.
Surfer, are you really saying that he went from, was it 28 to 75 in that 1 week that he had a lot of matches? Goldberg did not have that many matches, Surfer.
Maybe.
Let him believe it. Yeah, he did.
He didn't come in his first match off the street and beat Hulk Hogan.
It worked his way up.
Tell me, being green is one thing, but he had some experience.
No, he did not. Because my damn favorite wrestler would still probably be wrestling if he actually had some goddamn experience. So we ain't going to sit here and talk about that shit.
He fought Hulk Hogan.
He literally kicked his brains out of his head.
Yeah. Hogan had to get there, 12 minutes out of him that match.
It's been quiet this whole time. What are your thoughts on this?
What? On,
Ronda Rousey coming in on day one and beating an undefeated champion at WrestleMania.
Okay. It's not going to happen, but if it happened anywhere else other than Raw, I can understand it. Or WrestleMania, I should say. But at WrestleMania doing it, no.
I don't see it happening. I'm just saying that the match would be big time. That's what I'm saying. If there was a window, because she can't be undefeated forever, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
You know, she can't be undefeated, but at least she should lose it to somebody who knows how to wrestle, not somebody
who says that she can't. She's been around wrestling for years. Like I said, you don't know how she progresses. She can do judo.
You need to give her a build. You have to give her that first. Build her up. And then once you build her up, then let her.
For 6 months and she was undefeated, and then fought Asuka, who was undefeated, and then she took it from Asuka, I wouldn't have a thing to complain about.
Right. Give her a bill first. Once you give her that bill, then do it.
I ain't saying this is going to happen right now, but I'm talking about the road to WrestleMania, that if they build it right, it could be big. That's what I'm saying. It's money right there.
Two years ago, you would have thought if Ronda Rousey got in the ring against anybody, that she would just dominate them. But since she's looked weak in her own sport, there's no way she should be able to come into the WWE and dominate that off the street. She can't even win an MMA match anymore, basically. She's looked bad in her two losses.
Okay, they're professional fighters. I name maybe two or three girls that can probably beat her.
Conor McGregor will come in and win the cruiserweight title from Enzo.
She's no longer invincible.
I love to see that.
And Enzo's that great.
I don't know. Enzo might try to run in the ropes and knock himself out again. So, you know.
Well, with that, we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We're going to, now that we've got this situation worked out with the audio, we can now...
I got one request, AA, before we go. Okay. Can we get one goddamn only in America to kick this off since we got the problem?
Okay. Anyway, so here's the thing. Now that we got the sound back, we're going to start repopulating drops and things like that. And we're going to do some tweaking. Now that we've got Thanksgiving coming up here, we're going to have some time to focus on redoing some stuff here. But this week, tomorrow night, Sports Report live at 11:15, following Monday Night Raw. Excuse me. Then on Tuesday, the Shining Wizards, they'll be live at 7 p.m. The Rant will be live at 9 p.m. Then on Thursday, I don't know if you'll get a new episode of Rant Wrestling, and on Friday, there is speculation that we may get a live Turnbuckle Throwbacks from somewhere in New York City. That's all I've been told.
Somewhere in New York City.
We don't expect it to, we don't know if it's going to be live, we don't know if it's going to be taped, we don't even know if something's going to air. We just know that something could happen somewhere in New York City. So you can tune into that on Black Friday at 9 p.m. Then the next time we bring you pay-per-view coverage will be 4 weeks from tonight for WWE Clash of the Champions. And that'll be a SmackDown event. We'll be here. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. And, of course, we'll have the post-show and all that fun stuff that goes along with it. Go ahead, Surfer. What were you going to say?
You said New York. You mean Manhattan, right?
Somewhere in New York.
Because, I mean, where they live now, they're in New York.
Well, I don't know. They could go and broadcast in Queens. I don't know, Surfer.
But that's New York.
Surfer, I'm said New York. If I was specific, I would have said Queens, or I would have said Manhattan. I'm leaving it at New York.
They live down. They already in New York.
Damn. Why are you complicating this?
Just ruining the bill. Ruined it,
Surfer.
I know.
I said it to say somewhere other than where they normally do their broadcasts. Why are you complicating this?
Where am I?
You know, go and get another Sex on the Beach at those podcast parties.
Oh, Lord. Mike, I haven't had a Sex on the Beach in 25 years.
I'll take a Sex on the Beach.
You know, just because you went to your podcast party in a leisure suit doesn't mean you have to complicate my closing out of this show. Anyways,
got a question, sir. When you was at this party, when you held your drink, did you have your pinky up?
When you said, "No, he did."
and he
ran up about 50.
And he and he smacked it, and he smacked his lips after the first sip. Anyways, one more time for Tony C and Dr. Doom, and for everybody else. Hold on.
Well, we're back here in the toilet.
Okay. And for those of you that tuned in yesterday,
the wall game.
And for those of you that, for like ratchet people, you know, there you go. Let me see here. What is Phil saying here? Phil is. Excuse me. Phil now clarified things, Surfer, so you are actually incorrect. They will be broadcasting possibly from somewhere within the state of Pennsylvania.
Oh, man.
Oh.
So, look at that. They're going to be pounding on your front door at 9 o'clock on Friday. So if you hear a knock, you better answer.
You ain't coming to your house, brother. Get the chicken spread ready.
All spread all the time.
With that said, for everybody in the chat room, for Tony C, Surfer, Dr. Doom, and William Morgan, I'm Double A. We'll see you Tuesday night at 9 p.m. for another edition of The Rant. Have a good night, everybody.